This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The polling stage for Lok Sabha elections is reaching its completion as the seventh and final phase of the elections begins tomorrow in 57 Lok Sabha constituencies across seven states and a union territory. In this phase, 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats in Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh will go to polls. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. tomorrow. The political fate of prominent leaders, including Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur, and Congress leader Vikramaditya Singh, as well as TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee, will be sealed in the EVMs. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting in these areas. Basic facilities ranging from shade, drinking water, ramps, toilets, wheelchairs to electricity will be in place to ensure that every voter, including the elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. State chief electoral officers, district election officers and state machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. Security has also been beefed up in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. In Karnataka, Hassan JDS Member of Parliament facing sex abuse charges, Prajwal Revanna, was arrested in Bengaluru International Airport last night after his arrival from Munich. The special investigation team took Prajwal Revanna in custody and will be producing him before the court and interrogate him about the sexual abuse charges against him. The special investigation team was formed after sleaze video clips of the sexual acts went viral involving Prajwal Revanna and after the accused had left for overseas on April the 26th. Prajwal Revanna had filed anticipatory bail pleas at the Principal City and Sessions Court for elected representatives and it is posted for hearing today. In Jammu and Kashmir, the death toll following yesterday's accident has mounted to 22. The mishap occurred when an overloaded bus carrying pilgrims hailing from Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan to Shivkhodi in Riyasi district rolled down into a deep gorge in Akhnoor area of Jammu district. 69 others were injured following the accident. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that severe heat wave conditions over northwest and central India will start to reduce gradually from today. These regions include parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha. A gradual fall in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius is expected over northwest and central India during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, the IMD has also forecast that southwest monsoon has advanced over Kerala and most parts of northeast India. In Odisha, 14 people died of suspected heat stroke in Sundargarh district as the mercury shot up in most parts of the eastern state. As per reports, 10 persons died at the Rourkela government hospital within a span of 6 hours last afternoon. 4 persons died at Sundargarh district headquarters hospital on account of heat wave. Odisha is going through an intense heat wave condition. In Manipur, the flash flood continues to wreak havoc. Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. Most of the roads leading to Imphal town have been submerged. The Raj Bhavan and surrounding areas have also been submerged in the water. The Manipur police, army, Assam Rifles, NDRF and SDRF have been pressed into rescue operations. US President Joe Biden's administration has given Ukraine permission to strike certain areas inside Russia with US-provided weapons. According to media report, Washington allowed Kiev to use U.S.-provided weapons for counterfire purposes and solely against sites near Russia's border with Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region. However, the U.S. policy regarding long-range strikes inside Russia has not changed and Ukraine was not given permission to use American weapons for attacks deep into Russia. Foreign Minister of the NATO member states will hold a 2-day informal meeting in Prague to discuss support for Ukraine and preparations for the July NATO summit in Washington. Speaking at a joint press conference with Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he expects leaders in Washington to make important decisions in 3 areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.